going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to Can't Read, Can't Write. This is our spring break. So this is the only podcast that is dropping in this feed this week. The reason why? We're on spring break.
Bill is on spring break.
Right now, I am on spring break.
Where do you think you're going to be, like, at this exact moment when this podcast drops? Where are you going to be at?
Probably sleeping, because I usually set this to drop at midnight.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be sleeping. But later today, I don't know. Going down the slide?
I was
going
to say, like, will you be... So in case anybody has not caught it, Bill is going on a cruise... And you're driving down to Florida this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When are you, and you're going on the boat on Monday?
Monday.
Okay. Right. So you're not going to be like at an island yet.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
We are visiting two islands. We're visiting the Bahamas, an island in the Bahamas, and then whatever Carnival's private island is that they have a bunch of activities on, we're stopping there as well.
You guys are going to have so much fun.
This is our first family vacation. Like real long family vacation since 2019. And I feel like that's a long time.
Well, especially because that was, what, 6 years ago?
Now,
so Drew would have been 4?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's been a lot of life changes since then. I mean, since 2019, we moved cross-country from Arizona to Ohio. And that pretty much blew out the vacation that year. We've taken mini vacations. I mean, we've had a Cedar Point day here and there.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Pittsburgh, I remember, for a couple of days. I mean, you could point to that and say, oh, you've had like little mini vacations.
I call those like, I think Fox 8 does this, like the one tank trips.
Yeah.
Somebody does that.
Yeah. I took the boys down to Columbus.
Yeah.
Last summer to go watch soccer.
Change of scenery is always good.
So we've been able to do that, but as far as like getting away together for an extended period of time, that's something that we have not had the luxury of being able to do over the past few years for many, many different reasons. So this is, I hope I'm having a good time as you listen to this podcast.
You better be. If you're not, I'm going to tell Paula to text me and I will personally call you and I will whip you into shape. Like,
sounds good. Sounds good. So the theme of this podcast today is spring break, and it's something that I never got to experience when I was in college. I never got to do the traditional, I mean, I grew up watching it on MTV.
Mm-hmm.
What were those shows called? MTV Spring Break Jams? Was that what
something
it was?
Like that?
What
yeah.
Was that?
All I remember is MTV Spring Break because my mom... Hilariously enough, because I did watch MTV in high school, like Jersey Shore religiously, The Hills, loved it. But my mom clung more to the MTV Spring Break thing than I did.
Yeah.
Because I did go on spring break my freshman year and my senior year, and she would always post pictures on her Facebook and be like, my baby girl is at MTV Spring Break.
That's exactly what the show was called on MTV. It was just called MTV Spring Break. It debuted in 1986 and went for 28 seasons.
Wow.
Like, I don't know how that's possible that it went 28 seasons, but I guess it must have. I see. First episode date, 1986. Final episode date of MTV Spring Break was March of 2014. So I have no idea why they decided to cancel it.
I mean, I have some theories.
But growing up watching that show, you're like, whoa, Spring Break is so much fun. It's insane. And then I went to college and I never did it. I never had the college Spring Break experience. Man, I've heard many stories about Spring Break over
the years. I was not missing it. Like, I really was not going to miss it because, like I said, I went twice, my freshman year and my senior year. Both times were very last minute. But my freshman year was really funny because I straight up like didn't really have like good friends on my floor yet or even like in my dorm. And I was like, hey, guys, like I want to go on spring break. Is there any chance like anybody else would be down? No joke. This is how I made friends freshman year.
So we are going to hear Alyssa's spring break stories on today's podcast. So that's coming up in part two. Do you think I missed out by not attending a college spring break, like having my own traditional college spring break? I mean, there's no
answer do you want from me?
There's no going back now and fixing it now. I think that
you did miss out.
I do remember the summer after I graduated from high school, four friends of mine. Well, I would have been the fourth. So three friends of mine. It was a foursome. We drove down to Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
But this is the summer after I graduated from high school. So it wasn't during spring break week. And I remember my friend Greg. So my friend Greg, I don't know how we got alcohol, but Greg like hid it in his car, like somewhere in his trunk. And then we put a bunch of stuff on top of it, like all of our luggage and everything else. So when our parents came to say goodbye to us and wish us well, if anybody wanted to inspect the car, it would have been impossible because there was so much luggage on top.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that this is not a spring break thing, but when we would go to music festivals, you're like not supposed to bring like glass bottles of liquor. Everybody did. The craziest one that I saw, though, somebody cut out a hole in an entire loaf of bread and put the bottle into the bag of bread in the hole and like sealed it back up. Nobody knew.
So we left like in the middle of the night for some reason. Like we wanted like the entire day to be there. So we drove all night to get to South Carolina. And then I was exhausted when we got there. It's like, I don't even want to do anything. I'm so tired. I just stayed up all night.
Well, yeah.
Driving down to South Carolina. It was pretty, looking back on it now, it was probably one of the most lamest vacations that you can have. I mean, I had fun. We went out to eat and...
Did you play mini golf?
We played so much mini golf.
It's the mini golf capital of the world.
Is it really?
Yes. I mean, apparently that's what the internet says, according to my husband, who, if you recall, had a whole mini golf phase this past summer.
We played like almost the entire vacation and we played for money. So there were high stakes involved.
Oh, wait, just between you guys. Okay.
Yeah, and I can remember we would get pissed off at each other and throw our putters. And, I mean, we did that. I mean, I guess we went to the beach a few times. Maybe we went to a couple nightclubs. I remember them being dead, though. I don't remember anything crazy. I don't even remember seeing women this entire vacation. I mean, as far as, like, spring break goes, this was a very, very lame vacation. And, you know, I didn't really need to go to South Carolina to experience that particular weekend. We could have played mini golf and, you know, hung around somebody's house. We didn't need to go to South Carolina.
It's character building, Bill. It's character building.
I suppose so. So I guess I missed out. I mean, I've heard stories from friends of mine and even on the radio show.
Really?
We used to do on my old radio show, we used to do this segment called Spring Break Bust. And we would hear... The point of this segment was we would call up kids on spring break and they would tell us what's going on at spring break, but their parents were listening in the entire time.
Oh. Oh, no.
And we did that for so many years, and I would hear like just the craziest spring break stories that you could imagine.
Oh, I'm sure.
But I was never part of any of them. However, perhaps Alyssa Rose was.
I was.
As a Kent State student, she attended two spring breaks?
Yes.
All right. We will hear about Alyssa's spring break experiences next when we come back on Can't Read, Can't Write.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back to Can't Read, Can't Write. It's spring break this week on the show.
Spring break!
That's why we don't have the radio show on our podcast feed this week, because I am on spring break with my family, and Alyssa is here holding the fort. But we do have this episode to drop, and I thought we'd share spring break stories from Alyssa, since I didn't go on any spring breaks when I was in college. Alyssa did. So tell me about how spring break was. Would this be in the early 20-aughts?
Is that like the 2010s?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So this would be 2012.
Okay.
And 2015.
So 2012, you were...
Freshman.
A freshman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then 2015, I was a senior. So two totally different experiences.
You had your college experience bookended.
I really did.
By spring break.
I did. One before I turned 21.
Yeah.
One after 21. Well, first I wanted to ask you, though, I know you didn't go on spring break, but do you remember what like the hot spot spring break locations were when you were in school?
I don't.
No?
I mean, I think I would say Myrtle Beach, maybe Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
But those would be my top two guesses.
Yeah. The big one when I was in school was PCB, Panama City Beach.
Panama City?
Panama
really?
City Beach. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I would never have guessed that. Is there a whole lot of things going on that side of the state?
I mean, other than drinking in the beach, I don't really know, because that's all I did.
Daytona Beach, I would have guessed Daytona Beach over Panama City Beach.
So I ask what locations were hot, because from what I noticed, it seems like they change frequently. Like, so
that could be it.
Now, Panama City Beach for the last couple of years, but I even just saw something yesterday, no spring break allowed. Like, literally, they have literally shut it down.
Well, that has happened, yeah. Mm-hmm. South Beach has done the same thing.
I saw that. Miami, yeah. they did a lot. I know last year, the year before, with, like, parking, they pretty much made it, like, all parking was, like, $80. It was, like, super expensive just to deter people. But Panama City Beach, same thing. I honestly don't even know if you can go on the beach, like, in the month of March. I remember reading that a couple years ago, that, like, you just couldn't.
Hmm.
I won't bring down the room, but there was definitely some bad things that occurred at like my last spring break that I didn't experience, but I heard about after. Shootings. That kind of stuff.
You never saw that on MTV Spring Break.
You really didn't. You really did
it
not.
It always looked like a good time.
Yeah. I remember seeing like on our way home, though, I think it was like there was like a shooting at one of the clubs, and it was like each school had their week for spring break. So it was like the next week was like the next round of schools that like they were just starting. They were just getting there. Mm-hmm. So I think I think when things like that happen, it makes sense to you got to shut it down. I don't really know the answer. I wish that spring break could still happen because it was so much fun.
Yeah, I could see why, especially Florida in some of those communities where the residents just don't want it. Mm-hmm. They don't want the disturbance every single year.
And I imagine, too, because when you drive there, it's a sleepy, sleepy little town.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden for like a month and a half, it's just like fist bump, like everybody's just losing their mind and super drunk.
I'm sure there's communities, though, cities that embrace spring break because they rely on the tourist dollars. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what those would be, but I'm sure that they're out there.
I'm not sure either. But like I said, yes, freshman year was my first time going, very last minute, but I was determined I was going to go and I made it happen.
Okay.
It was me and two other girls on my floor and three guys from my floor. So there were six of us total. We all went. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know. Why? What?
Oh, you were looking at me. You were giving me a weird look. Like,
oh, sorry. Oh. The only face that I have.
And I just deleted my Facebook like earlier this year. I didn't even have that many pictures from spring break on there, but I did go through my mom's Facebook. This is one of those pictures that she was posting on her Facebook saying, "My beautiful girl on spring break." The comments were really something.
See, now I need my glasses again.
The picture that Bill is looking at right now is me with a test tube shot glass in hand. Who knows what's inside? And one of the guys from my floor.
Who is that guy?
He's one of the guys that I went with. I'll be so real. I don't remember his name. So that was the only recollection in photo form that I could find of spring break 2012.
Are you able to post that picture?
I totally can. Also, in
can you remember to post it on Tuesday, the day that this podcast drops?
Yeah, should I just like X out the guy's face? I like really don't remember his name.
I don't know. Maybe it doesn't make sense to post that picture.
Maybe not. I think that we need a separate account for this podcast because I feel like we do refer to pictures and stuff sometimes.
Well, if you put it on stories on Instagram, it would disappear in 24 hours, though.
I could do that.
And someone might not be listening to this podcast until like July.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. We need like a separate Instagram account
You would have to put it in the regular feed so it never leaves.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll put that on the to-do list.
Yeah. We'll think about it.
The second season of this show is about to begin.
But also in this picture, we have the other thing that I don't know if you noticed, Bill. We have Pong. We have beer Pong set up.
I see that.
But we have it set up on, can you guess, the headboard. So we took the headboard off of the bed because there wasn't a table big enough. So we took the headboard off and made it into a Pong table.
Now you were staying where again?
Oh, that's a question that I do not remember.
All right, let's go back. So first of all, Panama City was the location, right? Mm-hmm. How did you get there?
We drove.
So did you drive one car or multiple cars?
We had two cars. So we had a car of girls, car of guys.
Okay. And you guys would stop periodically maybe and get something to eat?
Sometimes.
There was texting then, so you could text each other and say, we're going to stop.
Okay. I mean, like, we only stopped a few times because we did drive straight through. We didn't stop overnight.
Okay. So you get down to Panama City, but was it a condo that you rented or was it a motel?
It was a hotel.
It was a hotel.
And so it was actually in my mom's name. And then when we got there, this is actually pretty funny. We got there and they're like, we don't have your reservation. And there's college kids everywhere. And I'm like, listen, I called, I made the reservation, I confirmed it, I have the confirmation. They're like, well, we don't have a room. And I was like, you're going to find a room. And so I called my mom and I was like, Mom, they said that they can't find my reservation. And my mother, the angel that she is, 4'10", spitball of fire, goes, hand them the phone. Say, my mom's on the phone. And the woman, all I hear her say is, Sweetie, we do not. And I went, oh, no, she's calling my mother sweetie. It's not going to go good. Moral of the story, they upgraded our room to the best room. So we got a suite.
Well, that's,
I don't know what was said.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have to find out someday what your mom said to get an upgrade. I'd like to get upgrades.
No, that's pretty typical for Colette. That doesn't surprise me. But that's why I handed the phone to them to deal with it. But yeah, so we got the room. It was great stuff. Also, in said room, While we're on the topic, there was one night. Oh, also, I don't know how we got alcohol. None of us were of age. I'm not really sure where it came from, but well, we did.
There are ways to do it. I mean, I don't remember how I got it when I was.
Yeah. I mean, but usually it's like somebody in your group would have got it from. I don't know. Couldn't remember. But also in this room, there was one night that we were getting ready to go out to, I don't know where, because we were 18. We're getting ready to go out, and I'm getting ready in the bathroom. And it's one room that we're all sharing. Like, literally, we have an air mattress and two beds. So, yeah. Like, we're all just, like, swapping out where we're sleeping. And I'm in the bathroom. I come out, and literally one of the guys is, like, puking on the floor.
Ew.
Somebody else has thrown a chair over the balcony. One of the girls also that went with me is in a boot, like literally like broke her ankle many times, I think, freshman year, if I recall.
Was she in a boot on the way down to break?
No, okay. She was already in the boot.
Okay.
But I'm like, we're in bad shape. It's like 8 o'clock. And I'm like, are we going anywhere? I think we did rally, though. Also, we did make friends from Alabama on a couple floors down from us. They were also 18, but they had a keg. So we spent a lot of time with them.
Was there any room damage after you were done? Like you said, there was a chair that went over the balcony.
Yeah, the chair went over the balcony. Like I said, somebody was throwing up on the floor.
Did your mom have to pay for all that?
No.
Oh, that's good.
No, so I think you just know what you're in for when you're a spring break motel. Because there was a website that was like Spring Break Panama City Beach. And it had all the hotels and you booked through it.
Yeah.
So I think if you're like offering up your hotel as a spring break spot, you kind of got to know what you're in for. Also, sorry to anybody who had to clean it up, if you're listening. Probably damage to the headboard, water damage, if I do recall.
From the beer pong. Gotcha.
Yes. But I don't think nothing was charged extra. I don't think.
Okay.
And then also on that same trip, because I'm trying to do these, like, so this is still freshman year. The one story that I always come out with is my phone. My phone was cracked.
It was cracked going into vacation?
Going into spring break. I'm a freshman, okay?
Yeah.
It's always cracked when you're a freshman. And so it was cracked, and I go down to spring break. It's still functioning, just shattered. Mm-hmm. And I go to a foam party, and little old me forgets that foam includes water.
Okay. Help me out with the foam party. So that's usually at some sort of a bar or nightclub.
Yes.
And it's basically just bubbles, like throughout the bar.
Yes.
And
very everybody's dirty, dirty bubbles.
Right. And you're on the dance floor and there's just bubbles everywhere.
Yeah.
And the point of it is what? So you can like grope people and you're not seen?
I don't know. I don't really remember.
Yeah. It almost might not be coincidence that I didn't go on spring break because I find this stuff. I found this stuff silly when I was in my 20s, and I probably found I think I was just too much of an adult at that point.
I'm just like a sucker for an experience. I have really bad FOMO, so it's like I want to be part of it. I want to experience it for myself. But I guarantee, if I got groped, there was some man getting yelled at by me.
Right.
Because that's just how I am, and I actually am getting there with my phone.
Or punched in the face.
Also very possible. Have done that as well. Are you talking about when I punched the guy on my floor?
Sure.
No, you're not. Okay, story for another day. I was going to say, one of the guys that I, like, so the guy that I punched actually is one of the ones that came on spring break with me.
Oh.
We became friends.
That's nice.
That's kind of where our friendship started to bloom, was I had to hit him in the face first. And then he was like, I respect you. And I was like, boys are weird. Anyways, though, so foam party, I go with a shattered phone, forget foam, soap, and water.
Doesn't mix?
Well, it doesn't mix with a cracked phone because my phone got waterlogged. And I'm like, well, crap.
Yeah.
That sucks. What do I do?
You're too far away from home to not have a phone.
The only phone numbers that I remember at this point are my mom, who works at Verizon at the time. So I'm like, Mom, what do I do? And she's like, girl, I don't know. Like, you're on your own on this one. And I was like, okay. And so I remember my grandparents' phone number, definitely not calling them. I remember my ex-boyfriend from high school's phone number. So I called him and was like, can you do me a favor? This is how dated this is. Mm-hmm. Can you do me a favor? And can you look up how to fix a waterlogged phone? because I didn't have internet access. Like, it was going to charge me like by the minute
right.
on my phone. And I don't think any of us like brought a laptop. And I was like, I don't know what to do. And so he looked it up. He's like, rice. I was like, okay, bet.
I've heard that myth. Did it actually work for you?
Well, first we have to get the rice. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning in Panama City Beach. Everybody in my room is wasted.
There's no all-night grocery store in Panama City Beach?
No, I don't think so. At least not that I knew of. And I couldn't just look one up on my maps because, again, we have dumb smartphones at that time that are going to charge you like 25 cents a minute for internet access. And I couldn't be bothered with that. So I did eventually, I was like, I'm just going to go walk until I find one. So I, Alyssa Rose, go 2 o'clock in the morning by myself. No one came with me. I'm on a mad dash, a hunt to find rice in Panama City Beach. Do you know that after like a mile and a half, I found it?
Where now, who sells rice in Panama City Beach?
It was like a little, I'm pretty sure it was like a European mart. Like, I do not know what it was, but I found it.
Open
I had
24/7, huh?
Must have been.
Yeah.
Found my bag of rice, got it. I'm walking back, and there's this big old lifted truck that zooms past me and is honking. And so, me in typical Alyssa fashion goes, we might have to bleep this, but I'm like, fuck you! And I'm yelling at this thing that's honking at me.
Yeah, I'm not bleeping that, so sorry if anyone's offended.
Sorry. But yeah, so I'm doing my I'm doing my 5'2", I can handle any man sort of thing. My little shtick that I do often. And they actually come back and they slow down. And now I'm like on my guard and I've got my like probably have my like keys in my hand, like, come at me, bro. I dare you.
And a bag of rice.
So I'm unstoppable. And they're like, no, we really actually, like, are you okay? Like, do you need a ride? And I was like, no. And they're like, well, like, you're by yourself, though. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, are you sure? I'm like, I'm positive. Like, on your way. And they did. They drove away. And then I continued to go back. No, the rice did not work, though.
So you did not trust the truck?
I did not trust the truck anywhere. That was blasting MGK's Wild Boy in 2012. No, I did not.
Probably the safest bet.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was round one. I survived.
Did you use the rice on the phone?
I did. It didn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's never worked.
It didn't work at all.
I've tried it at least twice in my lifetime. It's never worked.
No. I wasn't expecting much, but I had to try.
Sure, you got to try.
But yeah, it didn't work. So now we fast forward to 2015. I'm a senior.
Oh, okay. So wait a minute. Okay, so you leave Panama City as a freshman. Did you regret that trip driving home? Were you satisfied with that trip?
I didn't regret it at all.
You were happy that you went. You went home satisfied. Like, I had the perfect spring break experience, as much fun as you can have as an 18-year-old.
Exactly.
In Panama City. Okay.
Yeah, I had a great time.
All right. So okay, now you're a senior at Kent.
Yes, now I'm a senior. Okay. Again, don't really know how this came to be, but we went down for spring break. It's me, one of my girlfriends, one of my guy friends, just the three of us. And then I have like three other guy friends from Kent who are in broadcast journalism who are going down. A lot of people actually, though, are going down. So only three of us in our room, but like we have friends kind of scattered. And so we go down there. We can get into bars now, so.
Okay, now where is the destination for this spring break?
PCB again.
You went to the same place?
So that was like the hot spot when I was in college.
It was still the hot spot.
Yes.
4 years later.
I think it changes, honestly, like every like new class, like not new class that comes in, but probably like every 4 years it kind of shifts.
Okay.
But it was still Panama City Beach at the time.
And same hotel?
No, different hotel, but this was the last year for it that it like happened.
Okay.
Like in general, that I'm aware of at least.
Did they shut it down because of you?
I'm not the one that shot people at La Vela, so
oh,
no.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't me. But actually the bar that I went to was not La Vela. That was like very clubby, not my vibe even in college.
Yeah.
Spinnaker. Loved Spinnaker though. Spinnaker was very like dive bar. I very much remember the song of that trip being Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk was like the song that we couldn't get away from.
God, it seems that song feels to me like it just came out.
Uptown Uptown Funk You Up.
Yeah, I remember.
Uptown Funk You Up. And so there's not really like too many great big takeaways from my senior year trip other than like we got to go to bars and like do new things, which I guess was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But my one friend, Zach, he's still one of my very good friends today. He sent me this actually a couple weeks ago and I forgot it ever happened. On the beach, our senior year, my senior year for spring break in Panama City. There, do you remember Yik Yak?
Yik Yak.
The app?
No, I don't.
So it was an anonymous, almost like an anonymous Twitter. And it was based on location. So it was very popular when I was in college because you could be anywhere within maybe like a mile or two of Kent and you're going to see all the things that people are posting from Kent. And it would just be like, super hot guy at Eastway, like, what's up? And it was anonymous. So you could never be tracked back for it, but people could upvote you. And like, so you're looking at me confused.
Well, no, I've never heard of it. And I'm thinking like, I kind of like it. I wanted.
Oh, it was fun, but also problematic, but fun. But there was a specific one in Panama City Beach for spring break called Secret. Same exact model.
Same app?
Not the same app, but
I mean,
it's the same model.
Kind of app?
Same concept where it's anonymous.
Jesus.
It's anonymous, but you can only see what people in Panama City are posting. So like people would be like, Kent State party, like room 202 at this hotel. Like
oh,
it was
that's fun.
I know. It was super duper fun. And they had a bunch of like merch. They were pushing this app super hard.
Merch?
Yeah. I only remembered it.
Like
because
they were selling things?
They were giving it away. So sunglasses. They had like cups. Zero fucks given was the cup that they were giving out that my friend was drinking out of. But I have this Snapchat that he sent to me a couple weeks ago that is me and him, selfie style on spring break. It says, I found Potato Guy 2015.
Who is Potato Guy?
Potato Guy is Zach. But he actually got the name Potato Guy on that Secret app. How did he get the name Potato Guy? Let me tell you.
I don't know, but there's a lot of, I mean, 4 years ago it was rice and this year it's potatoes.
We gotta keep our, is potato a grain?
Possibly.
Maybe,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We gotta keep our potatoes and rice up.
Do you want me to Google that?
Not really, because I'm probably wrong. This isn't Alyssa's College of Knowledge. I don't need to know these things.
It's not a grain. It's a starchy vegetable.
Ah, okay. Starchy vegetable it is then. Anyways, though, so how does Zach become Potato Guy? Well, because this Secret app, somebody says, have y'all seen Potato Guy or the Potato Guy? And there's a couple different people who have posted this, like at least three.
Mm-hmm.
Because Zach, if I recall, he ran out of money on spring break, which don't we all? We run out of funds. And so.
But he only had cash?
No, I mean, we were all just broke. Like our bank account.
Like his bank account
hit zero.
Okay, got you.
And right. So buying drinks for the weekend, kind of out, or not the weekend, for the week, kind of not possible anymore for him. So he goes and I don't know if he just had a couple bucks or had somebody buy him a bag. I could have even bought the bag. He buys a bag of potatoes.
Oh, it was a bag of potatoes.
It was a bag of potatoes.
Also, was it also bought at the 24/7 European market?
No, this was at an actual grocery store because I was with him, I think.
Okay.
Because he was like, what if I just buy potatoes and just exchange them for beers? And I was like, that's never going to work. Do you know? It absolutely did.
It worked.
It totally, totally worked.
Because
you get a bunch of drunk people and somebody comes up to you with a potato and is like, can I trade you a potato for a beer?
Yeah.
The first instinct is like, hell yeah, brother. You can have a beer if you give me that potato.
Drunk college kids appreciate the initiative.
I could not believe it. It worked like a charm. What people did with these potatoes, that's up to them. I know like a couple of them were just like some frat bros just chucking them into the ocean, but yeah. Like that's on you.
Yeah, it's not Zach's responsibility.
No.
Once he makes the exchange between the potato and a beer, that potato is no longer in his possession.
The deal has been made.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you ever run out of beer on spring break or vacation, there is your answer.
Try at least a have potato.
At least keep enough money to get a bag of potatoes. I want to say they run maybe about $7 if you get a big bag. Get a bag of potatoes, head to the beach, just start exchanging them for cans.
It's so interesting that he chose potatoes, because I'm not sure, like, if I wanted to exchange something.
Like, he's from Parma. I don't think you get, like, more Parma than exchanging potatoes on the beach for cans of beer. I just don't think it happens.
It wouldn't be my first choice of what I would want to exchange, you know, because I might have, I mean, there's a million things I could think of, like trade a cigarette.
But not everybody smokes.
Reese's cups.
Maybe some people are on a diet. But everybody's
a potato, like a starchy vegetable, like a big potato is fine?
I don't think anybody ate the potatoes.
No, probably not.
I'm like relatively positive.
Condoms?
That actually would have been a good... I'm pretty sure Secret was giving those away, though, as merch. So they had us beat.
Well, how about that? So
all that now, with all those stories, do you regret it? Not going.
Oh, no. Not with those stories.
I think the better question, if this was Will, is Will allowed to go on spring break?
Oh, God, no.
No?
No. I don't even want to think about it right now. Not ready to think about it yet. So you drove home then from Panama City the second time, and you were like, this was the best. This was the life.
No, I wasn't even like that. I was like, it was fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm glad I did it again. But my freshman year was definitely like, the one that I remember the least, but like the most character building for me, for sure.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember more like specific stories. All I really remember, though, was that the vibe was good. Mm-hmm. The morale was high and we had the best time. Yeah. And I think sometimes that's better than having like pictures or specific stories to pinpoint.
No. Yeah. It would absolutely depend on who I went on spring break with. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that would have made or break. What phrase am I trying to make or break? Yeah, that I don't know what phrase I was trying to get out of my head there. That would have made all the difference, mm-hmm. depending on who I went with. Because I'll be 100% honest with you. You know, probably how I would judge the success of spring break was if I hooked up or not.
Oh my God.
On spring break. Sorry, I'm a guy. That's exactly the way that I would have been thinking when I was in college as a single guy.
I mean, I had a couple stories that I redacted from these trips.
I'm sure you did. And we don't need to share them on this podcast.
No, we don't.
That could be on a podcast that we charge money for.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That'll be paid subscribers only.
The OnlyFans
podcast.
Wow. Does OnlyFans have a podcast or is it just pictures? Like, we should have an OnlyFans podcast.
You're asking like you haven't looked it up. I'm sure you have.
I have no clue. No, no idea. All right. So there you go. The spring break edition.
Spring break.
Of the Can't Read, Can't Write, Can't Ride podcast. I'm done. I'm absolutely ready for vacation.
Yeah, you need the beach.
My head is fried, baby. I am fried.
Well, now you just got to go get fried in the sun.
Yeah, hopefully my body does not fry.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Lots of sunscreen.
Sunscreen, beer, that's on the agenda for next week.
Those are the two takeaways from today's episode that we want you to keep
potatoes,
in your mind forever.
Potatoes.
Right.
And rice.
Use sunscreen, and B, if you need to trade something for alcohol, use a potato.
Exactly.
It's a good life lesson. Can't read, can't write. We'll see you next time.